Hi, introducing impulsing is about a new way of looking at how the nervous system works at the lay level. I'm Denise Ingebo. I'm an independent theorist in neuroscience, the study of the nervous system. This is a theory that I began as a teen when I equated the quality of my life to my feelings. So when my feelings hurt too much, I wanted to know how feelings happen. I want to know how we work at this level, so I keep my feelings balanced, which I equated with emotional well-being or just a sense of feeling okay. Emotionally balanced. I believed a simplified understanding of how we work at this level was possible to keep our feelings balanced. That's because we had the food pyramid, which is another simplified model to help another part of our health, to keep our nutrition balanced. The food pyramid relates the complex chemistry of the body to food we're familiar with. And with that, we can plan and practice a balanced diet to keep our nutrition balanced and healthy in support of this part of our body's health. So when I found the nervous system is responsible for all conscious experience, including feelings, I believed it was possible to have something similar for the nervous system. In fact, I thought we needed it. It was missing. So I began a study, and over the years, while working as a safety engineer, I tried to learn how it could work. And as a model evolved, I also worked to keep in sync with how the subject was studied academically and how it resonated at the lay level. For example, I used the model as it was at the time to get admitted to the University of Oregon Clark Honors College, independent study in neuroscience in the mid-1970s. And after submitting abstracts on impulsing that were accepted, I was invited to present posters at the Science of Consciousness conferences in 2014 and then 2023 this year. At the lay level, I updated the evolving concepts with family and friends and taught community education classes to see how it resonated in Oregon and in Alaska. And I published The Conscious Stream in 2000 with Universal Publishers. Now with the model's concepts more firmly in place, I'm editing a new edition of The Conscious Stream and offering this session as an overview for your consideration. The resulting model is simplified. For structure, it's made up of linked neuron groups, often packed together, that form a circuitry in the body, from the sensory neuron groups in the body's tissue to the brain and then back to the tissue. For activity, the model proposes that as impulses penetrate and shoot through the system, they form lightning-like impulse trails, or impulsing. And these energize those link groups in series and in parallel, doing different work as different areas are energized. So the model proposes that as trails are forming, they're monitoring. And as they're converging, they're resolving. So this infers that the primary work of the system is to monitor and resolve. In fact, fluent, steady monitoring and resolving maintains balance. And this reflects healthy activity. The model goes on to propose the work impulsing does as trails are formed and converge in four areas of the system that neuroscientists associate with four kinds of conscious work. These are experiencing sensation, second, forming a record of each conscious instant into a network of records that goes on to energize related records, three, deriving thought, and four, as it relates to this study, we see how attention patterns called feelings are formed. And we see that when tension is released, we feel this reversal of tension as a kind of balance, a balanced feeling. It's like describing electricity and then showing the work that it does as components of a radio are energized to form a stream of sound. In this case, we'll see how impulsing is introduced, And we'll show the work impulsing does as these four areas of the nervous system are energized to form a stream of consciousness. We can do it. With this insight, we can see how patterns of conscious work make up activities that leave balanced feelings, and how we can develop a healthy lifestyle, personal patterns of activities that routinely leave ongoing balanced feelings, while supporting the same in others and supporting the integrity of our environment. Information on the time and place for the next 2-hour session will be on impulsing.net as well as gorge.net. All correspondence is limited to class time, but the content of the class is uploaded to impulsing.net. All rights reserved. Thank you. This is Denise Ingebo. This is April 19, 2023. Thanks again.